Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. Imagine if all this podcast was me singing to you till you fell asleep. How fast would you click off? Don't, because I have real solutions to your insomnia today. Isn't insomnia everybody's problem at some point? Actually, that's not true. Like, I've seen people fall asleep like babies. My boyfriend sleeps like an angel, like nothing bothers him, like world could be ending and he will fall asleep. Oh, do you guys have this? Like, nothing annoys me more than when you can't fall asleep. It's 3 a.m. and you know there is no way you're going to sleep now. And then you look at someone next to you sleeping like an angel and it just annoys you so much. You know what I do? I push him a little bit, like it was an accident. And when he wakes up, I'm like, oh, babe, are you okay? What's wrong, my love? Did you have a bad dream? Do you want some water? Oh, by the way, I was thinking about this thing, like we should do this. And then you just try to get them in a conversation because you don't want to be awake alone because we're selfish and desperate. Doesn't always work, but it's worth trying. Anyways, according to study, 1 in 3 people suffer from at least mild insomnia around the world. Wow, that's a lot of us staring at the ceiling at 3 a.m. thinking about the meaning of life. What does even mild insomnia mean? Like, mild, really? People don't take insomnia serious. Like, I'm talking about those lucky ones who fell asleep the second their head hits the pillow. They don't know the struggle. The real struggle. Insomnia isn't just about not sleeping. It's about not living. You can't focus, can't enjoy life, can't make decisions. Anyone who ever experienced insomnia even for a night knows exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, who are you? Which planet are you on? Why can't you sleep? Click off. You're not the part of our club. No, just kidding. This episode is not just about insomnia. It's about everything that contributes to our well-being. And I tried it all. Counting sheep, talking to doctors, even popped some pills that promised a trip to dreamland. They don't deliver. They never do. If you've ever taken a sleeping pill, you know how horrible it feels the next day. So it just defeats the purpose, right? The worst was the advice I got from people. Just close your eyes and you will fall asleep. Oh, you mean I just need to shut my eyes? Genius. Why didn't I think of that? It's like telling someone who is drowning, like, hey, just swim. Helpful, right? What the fuck? So I tried it all, but nothing helped until I tried this. Hi, it's Nina. Okay, guys, calm down. I know you want a quick fix so you can click off and get on with your lives and abandon me here with my mic. Just kidding. But before we jump into solutions, first, we have to understand the psychological reasons why, so we can find the right solutions, the permanent ones. It's all part of the puzzle, I promise. Okay, just stay with me. Because I conquered my decade-long battle with insomnia, and guess what? It didn't take a lifetime of therapy or some fancy-schmancy sleep clinic, even though I tried it all. I turned that ship around in just one day. Sounds too good to be true, right? But it's the honest truth, and I'm so excited to share every bit of that journey with you because we all deserve to live a life that is not just a series of naps and caffeine shots. A life where you're not just surviving, but you're thriving. And that starts with a good night's sleep. I know the struggle, the frustration, the why me of it all. I know. I know how hard it is. But don't worry, because I have so many solutions for you and I'm going to lay them all out. You just pick the one that resonates with you. And by the end of this episode, you're going to be armed and ready to reclaim the night. Okay? Now, on the juicy part. Why can't some of us sleep, no matter how tired we are? We're living in a society where busy is a badge of honor. Right? Our world is a non-stop noise machine, like we're constantly fed with information, to-do lists, bills, relationships, and never-ending responsibilities. Like, add the blue light from our screens into the mix and voila, perfect recipe for a sleepless night, right? But here is what I've realized, like insomnia isn't just about sleep, it's about how we live our lives, you know, it's about the constant pressure to perform, to be perfect, to always be on and connected. It's all about neglecting our mental health in the pursuit of, well, everything else. Guys, I struggled with insomnia for a decade, like 10 full years. It's funny how I emphasize on 10 like you don't know what a decade is. I'm just being extra. Anyways, I tried it all. And I tried everything, okay? I even underwent some fancy light therapy at those exclusive clinics where, like, celebrities and even president gets treated. Because I thought, like, president must have insomnia. He has a lot to think about. It didn't help, by the way. Oh, once I read that a glass of whiskey before bed helps you sleep, so I would have a glass of vintage Macallan before sleep. Sorry, Dad. I thought it would send me into some first-class dreams. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. But I would end up waking up drowsy. No surprise, right? Maybe I had one too many. Anyways, the whole point was to feel refreshed and ready to take on the world, right? But that just wasn't happening with a glass of Macallan, obviously. But then one day, it just hit me. It's not about the external fixes. It's about internal peace. So in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into this self-care and setting boundaries and how to stop being everybody's go-to person. Because let's just face it, like, you can't sleep if your mind is a 24/7 help desk for everyone else's problems. And that took me a long time to realize. And then the secret weapon that finally conquered my insomnia in just one day. No, it's not a magic pill or a mysterious ritual. So buckle up, insomniacs. Tonight, we're not just counting sheep. We're changing lives, okay? Stay tuned till the end because I've got some life-changing tips that might just turn your sleepless nights into sweet dreams. Okay, have you guys paid attention to how after many sleepless nights, day and night starts to blend? Like, I couldn't even tell it was day or night. Once I drank like 10 Red Bulls to stay awake all day so I could sleep at night. That didn't work. But I ended up like dancing to Disney music with my 4-year-old niece just to spend some energy. She was very happy though. But struggle was real, you guys. Like, it was a horrible time of my life, really. Anyway, sleep and mental health are connected. So let's rewind and check in with my mental health during my insomnia years. I was the type who always put others first. It was never easy for me to share my struggles. Like, I was always in an environment where my problems were always the smallest. There was always someone with a bigger drama or more pressing issue. So I learned to keep it all in, tucked away. But by not sharing, I was stuck in a loop. You know, when others needed me, I was running to the rescue. But when I had a problem, I would just distance myself. And maybe you can relate to this. Like, no matter how much I would do for everyone else, I still felt like I wasn't worthy of anyone's attention. Like, my problems weren't their problem. I used to have a friend, and we all have a friend or a family member like this, right? Like, who always creates an environment like their problems are the biggest, needing everyone's attention. That just made me feel like my problems were the least important. So I stopped sharing. What I realized is that all of those things were contributing to my insomnia. So don't neglect your emotional needs and also do not victimize yourself by constantly complaining and not doing anything about it. Like you have no control over your life while being a hero in everyone else's. Because you do have a control over your life and you can choose who you surround yourself with or what kind of life you lead. For example, if you're always overextending yourself for people that you care about, do the same for yourself. That's a change. That's a different type of life you can lead. Choose the kind of life you want to live and select the people you surround yourself with carefully. And we never pay attention to this. Just think about it. Are they appropriate for the life you want to lead? And it might sound mean, but we get to choose the life we want and the people in it. Maybe it's not a fair comparison, but it's like choosing an outfit for an occasion. You wouldn't wear a swimsuit to a snowstorm, right? So why keep people around who do not support your journey to better sleep, who constantly make you feel unworthy? Choose people who support your growth and the life you are meant to live. Being nice to people who drag you down and have a negative effect on your self-worth and surrounding yourself with takers who give nothing back serves no purpose for anybody. I remember giving my whole energy to people who weren't even prepared to make even slightest change to their own lives. And there I was neglecting myself to carry them. Like if you throw a lifeboat to someone and they refuse it, keep swimming. Choosing yourself instead of letting other people drag you down with them, the only logical solution is to save yourself, in my opinion. For me, this just became a continuous cycle, you know? Like the more I ignored my needs, the louder my brain got at night, which led to insomnia. But the moment I start paying attention to my own emotional needs and my own problems, things begin to change. I was actually more able to be there for everyone else that I cared about. Because we always think that we need to give up taking care of ourselves to take care of other people. But it's actually the opposite. You need to take care of yourself first so you are able to support everyone else. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish. It's essential. You gotta learn when to say no and prioritize yourself and pay attention to your own emotional needs, because when we ignore and neglect our emotions, it manifests as fear, unworthiness, anxiety, and they all contribute to insomnia. I realize that every time I worry about something, I'm scared or I have anxiety, whatever I'm going through, right? Those are the nights that I cannot sleep. And you can't run away from this. Like, life is always going to be uncertain. So I realized that insomnia comes from unresolved issues and worries. And if I could figure out how to calm that noise, then I would be able to fall asleep. So I have a trick that may sound a little bit weird, but it always works. Every time I have a problem, anxiety, whatever it is that I'm dealing with in that moment, I just sit down and talk to myself. Like, some people love to journal, right? But I talk to myself. Like, I find it more helpful for me personally. So I talk to my feelings, right? To myself and my feelings. So have a sit down with your fear, anxiety, self-doubt, whatever you are facing in that moment. Imagine you're sitting on a sofa with fear. Like, give her a personality and make her not scary. Fear, look, you're great in a lion chase. You saved my life. I need you in those type of situations. And thank you every time you gave me an instinct to run in a dangerous situations or stop me to look before I cross the road so I don't get hit by a bus. But not in my everyday life. I decide when you're welcome. Now, anxiety. I appreciate the heads up in tricky situations, but you are micromanaging me now. You need to take a step back and let me make decisions here. And self-doubt, we are done. This is a breakup. And no, we can't be friends. I know it's silly, but have you ever seen Collateral Beauty with Will Smith? It's this really cool movie. It's very deep, where Will's character is dealing with some super heavy stuff because he lost his daughter. So he writes letters to abstract concepts like death, love, and time. And they all reply in a human form, trying to engage him in a meaningful conversation so he can heal himself and get over the trauma. Through those conversations, he's able to change his perspective and find the ways to live again, to find the beauty in life's most challenging moments, like collateral beauty. So imagine writing DMs to fear or doubt. They're like just another contact in your phone, kind of like sending DMs to the universe, you know? Think about it like sitting down in a quiet place, maybe with some soft music, and talking to your feelings as if they were like a person. You could say to your fear, like, why are you here? Because asking the question is the half battle won, okay? We can talk to our feelings. We can try to understand them and then just kindly explain why they don't need to worry so much. It's like reassuring a scared child within us that everything is going to be okay. It's like in Collateral Beauty, where we'll find some beauty and understanding in his pain by doing this, right? We can do something similar by talking to our feelings, understanding them, and then just gently letting them know it's okay to be calm. I think we can find some peace and maybe even something good in difficult times by doing this. So pep talk yourself like you would do for your best friend who is going through something, you know? You know how friends, when they're going through something and they start panicking and they stop paying attention to all the positive things around them and they're just focused on that negative aspect of their lives and you're just trying to, you know, shift their perspective. Do the same thing for yourself. So let me give you an example how I do this. The other day, and that was just a few days ago, I was just making a lunch for myself and everything was fine. Like, I was feeling really good when suddenly a rush of anxiety hit me. I could literally feel it bubbling up inside my body and it was horrible. So I sat down and I started talking to it like I would do with a little kid. First, I asked what's going on because I had no idea. Everything was fine. So I realized that I was anxious because I was waiting for an important phone call the next morning and I had no idea what kind of news I was going to receive. I had no control over that. And there is this idea that we attract what we think about. So I guess I didn't want to explore the worst case scenarios. Like, logically, like, both good and bad outcomes are just part of our imagination. And if I have to choose one to focus on, why not the positive one? But when something is stressful, it's so hard to imagine a good outcome. We are programmed to think of the worst first. So I try to ignore it since focusing on positive was just too much work. But that just made it a subconscious problem. Because when we ignore a problem from our conscious mind without facing it or resolving it, it ends up manifesting as an anxiety and unexpected fear. I'm sure you experienced many times overwhelming feeling of fear and anxiety. And at first you don't even know what is it about. You don't even understand where is it coming from. That's where it's coming from. Everything that you didn't want to face
and you're too scared to even ask yourself why. But it shouldn't be, because I realize that it's better to face what you're feeling. Have you ever heard about animals can smell your fear? So can anxiety. So in this situation, like during my lunch, like I knew I had to address this anxiety with my conscious mind. I had to talk to my anxiety like it was a scared kid who just needed a reassurance that everything is okay, right? So what I did is, first I just asked, what's the problem? And then I realized it's about the phone call. So what I said to myself was, I don't know what the answer is going to be, but whatever it is, I promise I can handle it. There is always a solution, even when it seems like there isn't one. That's exactly what I said to myself. And then I remind myself of all the times in the past when difficult moments taught me something or led to growth or made me stronger and more confident. Because who doesn't want to be more confident, right? Have you paid attention? Like everything we go through in life makes us stronger. And who doesn't want to be more confident and strong in life, right? So that's a positive outcome from every difficult situation. And sometimes being redirected to another path is scary at the beginning. It's disappointing, but sometimes it just turns out to be fun and rewarding. And paying attention to that really helps during next big thing that overwhelms you. So I try to remind myself times when things didn't go as planned, but in the end they worked out and bought something valuable into my life. So I literally give myself examples from my own life. For example, like if a flight gets canceled and you end up somewhere unexpected, you might meet someone who you just cannot imagine living without, who you would never meet unless your flight got canceled, and you end up exactly in that place at that moment. This is just about leveling with your fear and convincing it. There is no need to be afraid, because every situation, no matter what, brings something positive, like the idea of collateral beauty from unexpected outcomes. One of my examples for myself is, my initial plan was to go to US to study, and it was just my dream since my childhood, but I ended up studying in London, and I cannot even imagine my life without people I met there. Like, I love them so much, who I would never meet otherwise. So change the perspective, and how you feel about it will change. In result, you can sleep better. The minute I did that, the minute I sat down with myself and explained myself this, it just disappeared. Fear completely went away. I don't know why it works, but it does, so give it a try. Because I can say for 100% certainty before it would lead to insomnia for days, like struggles, depression. And now it all it takes to have a conversation with myself. So try it for yourself. And you can journal instead, like whatever works for you. You don't have to sit down and talk. You can just journal about your feelings, but just make sure you're confronting those feelings, not just tucking them away. Okay, hold on. As promised, I saved best for last. So how did I conquer my decade-long battle with insomnia just in one day? Not with sheep, not with pills, fancy clinics, or even a glass of vintage Macallan. You ready for this? It's meditation. I know it sounds too simple, but it's powerful. Meditation is about calming the noise, confronting your thoughts, and giving your brain the signal to rest. Sleeping pills, prescriptions, doctors, and the answer was always right here. From the first day I tried meditation, I never touched a sleeping pill ever again after using it for 10 freaking years. I'm just thinking how to explain as much as I can with words about meditation, because it's more about the feeling, like how it makes you feel, because I really want you to understand how can it really help with insomnia. Think of it this way, like our minds are cluttered with million things that we think about every single day, right? Regrets, worries, that embarrassing thing that you said 5 years ago but still can't forget about it. Like stress, past trauma, future plans. Can you imagine how hard it must be for our brains? Like, I never thought of it this way before, like that it's actually an organ. And meditation is like a cooler for overstimulated brain, you know? It needs some help to stay sane. You know this feeling, how horrible it feels, the feeling of guilt after a night out, especially if you had too much to drink? Oh, I hate that feeling. It stops me from drinking now. Like, I do not drink anymore, so I don't feel confused next day trying to remember like what happened or if I did something stupid. So now after meditation, once I already experienced the peace and I know how good it feels to be calm rather than panicking, I don't ever want to feel those overwhelming feelings of fear, worry, and panic anymore. So not wanting that helps me to have discipline to meditate every single day. Because I gotta be honest, right? Like, who wants to sit 30 minutes meditating while you could be just scrolling Instagram? But it's just worth it. So make sure you motivate yourself before and make it your daily routine, because it really, truly helps. It's the only thing that has ever helped me in my life with absolutely everything, not just insomnia, but dealing with life and stress and everything that life throws at us, you know? And now you can listen to meditation for free on YouTube, like, or download some app, like whatever you think of, it's already there, you know? So just find one that makes you feel relaxed. Also, you can just leave it on all night because your subconscious mind listens even when you are asleep. So there you have it. Like, there is no excuse. Just try it. See for yourself and see how it makes you feel. But meditation alone wasn't the full answer. I was always the listener, never sharing my own struggles. I had to learn that my problems were important. When I started confronting my mental health, sleep came naturally. But I only made those realizations through meditation because we need to calm the chaotic mind to find the solutions. So that's why I had to tell you first about the emotional and psychological reasons behind insomnia, because meditation works when you understand it and believe in it, kind of like placebo effect. And it's not just about believing, there is a science behind it. I don't know if you heard about Joe Dispenza, Google him, listen to him, judge for yourself. He offers a scientific explanation of how meditation affects our mind. Mental health is important when we can't sleep because our brains won't turn off, and meditation helps with just that. I see meditation as a weapon against uninvited emotions. I mean, if you want to master life, master emotions first. Take control back. Our emotions can be overwhelming. It's about facing those thoughts heads on and then letting them go. Think of it as a mental decluttering session. You're giving your brain the permission to pause, to breathe, to rest. And insomnia most of the time comes from constantly stressing about the world around you. But you can't pour from an empty cup. Your struggles, your mental health, they matter. And when you start taking care of them, sleep comes naturally. So here's your action plan. Start meditating, even if it's like for 5 minutes a day. It's about creating a space for your mind to relax. That's all you need. Then set boundaries. It's okay to say no. It's okay to take time for yourself. Self-care isn't selfish. It's necessary. Confront your thoughts. It's important. Ask them, why are you here? Rationalize them and then let them go. It's about understanding your fear and anxieties and then letting them know they don't control you. You control them. Try to share your struggles with someone who you trust. Talk to someone, a friend, a partner, a journal. Talk to a tree if you want. Doesn't matter. Just sharing is therapeutic and it lightens the load your mind carries, you know? And try to develop a night routine. Like, consistent routine signals your body that it's time to wind down. Body loves routines and it remembers. So maybe like always think about something positive before you sleep. Practice gratitude. This is the best way of staying positive. End your day by thinking of things you are grateful for. It shifts your focus from stress to peace. And it's never too late to start living the life you want. It's okay to ask for help, to change your environment, and most importantly, to prioritize yourself. Your story matters. Your struggles are valid. And I hope together we can find the lightness even in the darkest of times. And with that, we end another episode of Insomniac Diary. I hope my tips helped you guys. Please give it a try to one or two. I love you guys. Stay with me on this journey, and I promise each story will worth the sleep you might miss. Good night. Sweet dreams, everybody.